K-State Nation, what's up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Sunday, folks. Yep, on this Sunday, folks, here, the 6th of April, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Whenever this pops up, probably early this week here, getting ready for the week here in Kansas City, Missouri. Obviously, I'll be out of town this upcoming weekend, folks. So you will not be getting a UCF postcast after every game. There'll have to be a big episode coming next week. So I'm letting you go. I'm gonna keep telling you. Now again, you'll probably still get since I'm leaving on Friday around lunchtime, you're probably gonna still get two episodes on Friday, but Saturday and Sunday shaping to be just one episode, and then we're going to come back here, Lord willing, on Monday. We'll recap the UCF series while everything else is going on. Meanwhile, baseball, did not hear anything about, well, things getting switched around a little bit with their series. Obviously, Oklahoma State taking the first game of that series, talking about baseball with Kansas State. So we'll see what happens with that series. I mean, having to move things around there as well. So I have to dive deeper in that. But I did not get a notification of the end of the game too, probably because it got moved. But anyways, we'll keep an eye on that as well. But keeping an eye, how about the women's tennis team? We're gonna stick with them for the rest of the weekend here, folks. KC Women's Tennis finished up Senior Day yesterday at home at Mike Goss Tennis Center. And how about K-State getting it done, beating Utah there. Why did I hesitate for a minute? Beating Utah there for a minute. 4-0 in a dominating fashion. 4-1 there to complete a sweep and to put themselves overall back in 500. And not only that, you're right there over 500 in Big 12 play. So K-State indeed. And I said, I might have stuck this one in early this week on the show. Again, if you've been following along this week, appreciate it. You've been in and out of the Pearl Project Podcast. Again, thank you. And if you've been with us since the beginning of the year, or you've been with us going back to the COVID year when we started this podcast, thank you so much again for tuning in each and every time you do to the Pearl Project Podcast, which we post content daily. Yes, sir, daily. Yeah, K-State, 4-1, dominating fashion there. And for the first time, probably in three consecutive matches, earning doubles points. I have said this time and time again. K-State has hurt themselves. Well, has hurt themselves as far as doubles points go. But God, didn't mess around too long for that to happen. Obviously, senior day in Manhattan yesterday for the K-State women's seniors, Veronica Kohova and Santa Garagunki there highlighted that. But K-State 9-9, 6-5 in Big 12 play there as well. And it looks like from what I got here, finally, the combination, the number one combo doubles team of Marlogo C and Charlotte Kettle finally getting a doubles point. There, finally getting that done there as well. And of course, they still have two more games left, and they're all going to be on the road against Iowa State and Kansas. And that's where we're going to pick up Jordan Smith right there on that quote. The parity in this conference is unbelievable this year. You know, obviously having 16 teams more conference matches, anything can happen. Yeah, I think we're neck and neck with both those teams, so we know they're going to bring it. Not going to be easy, but it's a challenge, and we know we can rise to the challenge. We're going to do really well, but nothing's going to come easy against either of those teams. End quote. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. What is this dude messing around? Anyways, Eddie Greer III, another day here in Kansas City, Missouri, on this Sunday as K-State dominates Utah 4-1 there as well. So, and also Jordan Smith kind of gazing over his other comments here, looking for a postseason run. Well, this team looking like it right now. 9-9, 6-5 in the conference. Yeah, that's gonna get done right there. Marlogo and Charlotte, the double combination beating, let me see here, Emma Emma Kemper and Haley Roberts 6-1 yesterday. They did lose in the number two matchup there with Garrett Gonke and Pokovov, Teresa Pokovov there. And how about Kohova and Santos knocking off Samantha Hardwood and Dylan Lofi there of Utah, 7-5 there. And that's all she needed right there. Marlogo C wins another singles match there over Sarah Kidd in three sets. Straight set sweep over Kayla Barksdale. And Kohova giving a win on Singer Day over Emma Vedeta. Valletta, 6-0 and 6-4 as well there, as well here. And you didn't need a number 5 and number 6 match because those were unfinished there as well. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where we're doing out here. But anyways, yeah. So K, but what I do know, K-State getting it done. K-State women's tennis, a complete sweep. Got it done. That's huge for them. So, but next up for K-State, obviously, it will be, let me see here. Yeah, so K-State will, the last week of the regular season for women's tennis on Friday, and I'll be out of town. Iowa State, and yeah, Iowa State is 10-9 and only 4-7 Big 12 play. And then, of course, why not? This is what I like. By the schedule. Hell yeah, you play your rival last. And that's Kansas for the women's tennis team on the road in Lawrence. That is next Sunday. So we'll have a full episode. We're probably going to have to double up, bring these two in one episodes. So, yeah, I'm going to have a lot to do coming back from the Lake of Ozarks. But, yeah, so that's where we're at with that. So, but K-State women's tennis getting back the momentum at home and sweeping the last two games at home in the regular season on Senior Day there, honoring let me see. Yeah, honoring Sarah Garagonki and Veronica Kohova there as well. Kohova getting a win on Senior Night. Senior Day there as well. So you come behind, you beat BYU in the fashion that you did, and then you dominate what you're supposed to do, dominate Utah there yesterday afternoon. So this team just is different this year. And Jordan Smith and this team, this is the most this is the most competitive I've seen K-State women's tennis in quite some time. So, and you are obviously, you paired that with what will happen in Augusta, Georgia with Carla Burnett. Of course, that episode is out now. Obviously, should be already be out wherever you listen to your podcast, with a huge win in Augusta, the national women's amateur yesterday, in a fashion that she did as well, in dominating fashion, really. It was close late, but when we look at the final round, Carla took over in the second half of that final round there. She put the foot down, like I said there. So I'm not gonna spoil all that. You're gonna have to go back and check that episode out as well. I'm gonna have something more on that. I'm definitely have more on that tomorrow, because I'm probably going to do something more on that. But anyways, yeah, so finally you leave. Jesus Christ. But anyways, ADD here. But yeah, but again, bigger thing here that we got to focus on, K-State women's tennis there, adding what has been a tremendous weekend already for K-State athletics, a sweep BYU, and you knock off Utah this weekend. A Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Our podcast found free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content again. It's your first time listening to that podcast. Make sure you go ahead and hit the subscribe button, like, every time you post content daily. Y'all will be first to be notified about that. Go ahead and tap that alarm bell. We post content daily, including weekends as well. So definitely, you'll be seeing a lot of tennis on here to start the beginning of the week. And we're going to do something. I'm going to do something a little bit different when it's game week for you're truly getting ready for the Garmin Olathe Marathon. I am pumped up about that. So I'm going to do something in relation to women's basketball. I kind of spilled it out on one of the recordings. So make sure you tap in Audio Boom. Oh, why have I said that? You'll find this podcast on Audio Boom, but Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, URIO number 3, EDID apostrophe S podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden I'm hoping to have him on between. It's not gonna be tomorrow because Florida Gators play tomorrow night. So it's gonna be Tuesday. So I might end up doing. I might have to move my. Actually, I might not have to. Might not go to Monday Night Group tomorrow night. The plot thickens. But anyways, yeah. So as I enter the tapering phase now of this marathon stretch there. So yeah, I might just have to skip out on that tomorrow night. So when I'm thinking about that, yeah. So I. I'll talk about it off air. But anyways, yeah, Bobby Knapp, Greer 3A's podcast, GRIER number 3, EID, Possibly's podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project podcast. That's going to wrap things up for another women's tennis episode of the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports, K-State tennis with a dominating, emphatic win over Utah on Senior Day, 4-1, 599, and now back over 500. In conference play, how about that? 6-5 there as well. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. The Pro Project Podcast continues. Congrats.